But earlier in the show, this was during the O-Deck, I believe, Gordo, when someone alerted us to the fact that George addressed the North Texas sports broadcasting class.
Yeah, we played some of the audio this morning, and he seemed very cocky when he was speaking to these students. Yes, you were. You were cocky talking to the students. And we had hidden audio we shared with you earlier this morning. Well, we've obtained more of that hidden audio. And I think it will prove that you did not treat these students well, and you did have a better than thou attitude.
I bet it's been edited. That's my guess.
I don't think so. Take a listen to this secret audio of Giorgio talking to a classroom full of college kids.
All right, so in conclusion, if you take to heart all this great advice that I've given you today and have half the talent that I've enjoyed in my badass life, then I think you too may experience some of the impressive anecdotes that I've shared with you tonight. And I'll open it up to questions. Anyone? Anyone with questions? Yeah, the skinny kid on the front row.
Yes.
Were your parents malnourished or did they put meth in your baby bottle?
I actually have a disease.
Oh, sorry. Okay, what's your question?
You said earlier that you made six figures.
Seven, Chief.
Oh, sorry, seven. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that if you work hard, everyone can make that kind of money?
Not you. Maybe some of these other guys in here. You look like you're not going to make it to 30, much less be a major market success like me. So
okay.
I would say no on that. Yeah, no problem. Classroom. Anyone else with a question?
Yes, Mr.
Oh, yeah, the guy with the messed up eyes. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Could you repeat the three things you said that we need to do in order to be a success in broadcasting?
Sure. Number one, work hard.
Uh-huh.
Two, stay focused. Remember that focused talk I gave you?
Yeah.
And three, don't take a job at the Fan.
Oh.
That's the Fan.
Okay.
Next question. The Mexican in back there.
Oh.
Actually, I'm Middle Eastern.
Same difference.
Who at the Ticket do you hate working with the most?
Hate at the Ticket. Off the record?
Yes.
Norm. Yeah, Norm, without a doubt. He's whiny, borrows crap without asking, and he smells like horse balls.
What about on the record?
Still Norm, and he still smells like horse balls. All right, anybody else?
Mr. Dunham?
Yeah, go ahead.
How would you describe your career path, and how can we duplicate it?
I would describe my career path as unbelievably fantastic, and no, you can't duplicate it.
Mr. Dunham,
mm-hmm.
What would you say is the worst part of your job?
Probably the homeless. You know, there's this homeless guy whose hair looks like the Unabomber, and he smells like garbage and bacon, and he's always standing on the street corner on my way to work. Anyway, he injured my arm pretty bad a couple of years ago.
How did that happen?
I was trying to wing a river rock at him, all right? And I screwed up my arm. I had to have Tommy John surgery and all kinds of crap. And it was 10 months before I could wing stuff at him again. So, hey, just a reminder, kids, don't be homeless. Anybody else?
Yes, Mr. Dunham.
Mm-hmm.
What is that around your neck?
Oh, thanks for asking. That's a Marconi Trophy.
Oh.
Yeah, I won that for being better than you spares.
Oh.
Hey, I can't stay here all day. I've got a tea time at an exclusive country club in about a half an hour. So
Which country club is that?
One that you couldn't get into, Haji. Okay? All right. Any other questions you have, I tell you what, why don't you email them to don'tcare_fart@cramit.spank, okay? All right, take it easy, butt cracks. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Mr. Dunham. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that didn't sound like
way to dress it up, TC. It
didn't sound like it was edited to me at all.
No.
No, that was well put together. It sure was. Sure was. Well, thanks for sharing that, Gordo.
Sure. No problem.
Go ahead and get it. 8:50 here on Sports.